Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Adonai Eloheinu, the Lord our God, Jehovah Cherub, the Lord, the Sword. This year has been so painful for some of us. We have yearned to see the things that are wrong made right. And again, I say the way I see it is what has happened is that all things are being made new. Nothing ungodly of what was should survive in us. Nothing ungodly of the old should survive in us. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, the Lord says, listen carefully. I am about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Isaiah 48 verse 6 says, you have heard these things foretold. Look at all this that has been fulfilled. And you, will you not declare it? I proclaim to you specific new things from this time, even hidden things which you have not known. Isaiah 42 verse 9 says, indeed, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the prophets, Lord. We all died to some ungodliness. The old us died. We have a new fire in our bones, a new desire in our bones, a new fight in our bones, a new bring it in our bones, a new determination. We are not going to live covered anymore. Our dry bones are rattling. That is why you are a sound. The sound of you changing from last year to this year is the sound of you becoming revival. The sound of dry bones rattling. I call you out in the name of Jesus. Lazarus, come forth. Come out of those grave clothes that were put on you. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Lift yourself up out of the depression in which circumstances has you. This is an example of what has happened. Through this chaos, two national leaders have been born again. The leaders of two nations have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah! And I prophesy that we shall see more and more leaders of nations coming to know the truth, because it can now be clearly seen. Lies bind you. The truth makes you free. Hallelujah! Psalm 64. Verses 7 to 10. Hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Satan brought death through lies, trickery, stealing and sickness, but God brought life through truth, uncovering the lies, revealing the source of life and reviving us spiritually and physically. Psalm 66, verse 1 to 10. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible are thy works! Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. He turned the sea into dry land, but they went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our souls in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Hallelujah. Now is the time to be expectant. Believe that God is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When all this is over, it has to be said that only God could have made things right. Completion is happening. New is here. Almighty God is going to be confirming the word that he gave to you years ago. You are going to have to be obedient to that word, to the call of God on your life. The Lord is encouraging you. He's encouraging you to go up. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go up, David, for you have the victory. Go up and bring in the harvest. Go up, for you shall do all that God created you to do. Psalm 67, hallelujah. God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Hallelujah to the word of God. Arise from the doom and gloom. We have a glorious, glorious future. I spoke to an old friend the other day, and it seemed that all she spoke about was COVID in every sentence. I thought, oh no, she's covered in it. I declared Jesus and ended the conversation. I heard one prophet remind us that everything there is has a season. Scripture says to everything there is a season and a purpose under heaven. So start prophesying your future. Start healing your future. Speak it. Speak what you see coming. You cannot perform the miraculous if you don't believe the miraculous. You can. You are. And you shall. We have to dwell, remain and abide in the shadow of the Almighty. In Psalm 75, David recognizes that God judges fairly and that we can trust him. Hallelujah. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near thy wondrous works declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same. But the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Hallelujah. So enjoy your scriptures. Enjoy your God. Remember who made you. Remember who you belong to. Remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God-breathed. Holiness is paramount. For thy kingdom come, and thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And reverential fear of Almighty God keeps us in the right place. I believe my God. He is going to make the things that are wrong right. Because El Shaddai is a God of justice. There is nothing that he cannot do. His way, Yahweh. It would be foolish to think that this situation will be resolved anyway but Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word today, Lord Jesus. And I pray and I hope that you have accepted Jesus into your heart and into your life, and that he is your Savior. If you haven't, would you like to say these words with me now? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I have heard that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. And I believe that. And I ask you right now to forgive me of my sins. I turn away from them. I say, I am sorry. And I ask you to come into my life, come into my heart, and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me completely. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus, and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. This is such a precious time. This is an appointed time. As I said at the beginning, everything, there is a season. This is the season to be big and bold. This is the season to rise up and know your God. This is the season to open your mouth and to declare Jesus. For you are a child of the living God, and that cannot be taken away. It is in you, it is in your heart, it is in your spirit, and I declare that you breathe it every day, and I declare you shall let it be seen every day. In Jesus' name, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Lord, we praise you. Say that with me. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and hallelujah to you, Lord Jesus. We lift you up. Amen.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-